And we are back on The Mountain Gardener. Your host, Ken Lane. We're here every week talking about gardening, but sometimes you get a unique person that comes to the garden center to train your staff. So Aaron Lamb with Trees of Corrales, he's out of New Mexico. He's got one of the best, I'd say boutique garden grower, unique grower, native, your stuff I can't find anywhere else. And you grow it with love. And so we sell a lot of their plants here at the garden center because it's the same altitude, same sun, wind, their plants just thrive here. So Aaron Lamb, Trees of Corrales, welcome to the Mountain Gardener.
Well, thank you, Ken. I appreciate it. Yeah. You know, going in right away, you saying, so Trees of Corrales is kind of on that zone of 6-7 on that cusp. And
yeah,
it lines up just perfectly with Prescott. And one of the nice things is that when we ship stuff to you, those plants are ready to go in the ground right now. Yeah. So even when we have this really cold weather that we're having with the storm coming through Prescott right now, the plants from Trees of Corrales are ready to go in the ground. They are not going to flinch. They're not coming out of hothouses. So they are going to be acclimated and they're going to, you know, ease into your landscape and be happier in the ground than they are in those pots. Yeah. And that is definitely a nice plus.
Yeah,
that we are at the same zone and growing stuff, you know, for this region.
Your stuff lives. I mean, I hardly ever get a return because everything's warranted, but I don't have to worry about your stuff. It always just lives. It just does. And it's drought hardy stuff. It's just great quality. And there is a different grade. And a lot of folks don't realize that there's different grades. And we grade them out as an industry going, this is an A, this is a B, this is contractor grade. All they got to do is meet a bid price. They don't care what it looks like. Just make sure it's in a 5-gallon bucket. Size doesn't matter of the plant. That's a C contractor grade. So you only grow the top end, which is why I love seeing your stuff show. Every time your truck shows up, I go, whoa, that's cool. You just had winter jasmine show up. I haven't seen that in a few years. That is so exciting.
Yeah,
only from Trees of Corrales.
Well, and I think it's one of those plants that we used to see a long time ago in the nursery industry, and it just kind of phased out for one reason or another. But winter jasmine is a great one. It is, for those of you that don't know it, it's roughly going to be about 4x4, can be pruned, but it is the earliest blooming shrub that we should have in the landscape. Yeah. And it should even pop, you know, right before, say, the manzanitas start to bloom, definitely before forsythia blooms. A lot of people will mistake that yellow flower for forsythia. It's a slightly smaller flower. But winter jasmine is kind of a broom-like plant. So like your Scotch or sweet brooms or your Spanish broom has kind of that type of look to it with a little bit more flow and character, but a great one for having flowers early and getting all seasons.
Every yard ought to have at least one. And so I've had mine for years. And it is February. It's blooming. It's snowing outside. It's blooming. It's a winter bloomer. It's kind of announces that spring's coming even before, or it announces winter's ending. How about that? And then forsythia kind of announces spring is here. They kind of are in rotation there. A congratulations, I hear, goes out. You're a newer father. You got a little one at home,
yes,
right?
Just had another
child. Do share.
Little boy. He's 12 weeks old.
Nice. Congratulations. And,
it was unexpected.
Healthy. All is good.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Big guy. He's already pushing into 6-month clothes.
That's awesome.
So he's doing,
we're on solid foods. Dad, pass the burgers.
He might be one of my best attributes with the landscaping help in the future.
So oh my gosh.
In the garden.
That's great. How many kids you have all together?
Two kids.
Gotcha. Yeah. I think three of my four kids were all accidents. So including the twins. That was a business trip to Vegas. Kind of came back with twins. Blessing all the way.
Huge. Definitely. Yes.
So how long you been working for Trees of Corrales? Tell us about Trees of Corrales, that farm. Why did you choose New Mexico over someplace else, Arizona or Texas or some other place?
Well, in terms of myself, I grew up in Santa Fe and then went to the University of New Mexico. So I was down in Albuquerque.
Gotcha.
And my background was in herpetology, the study of reptiles and amphibians, and have been doing a lot of field work, summer work, throughout New Mexico and some other surrounding states. And with all that, kind of was very fond of the plant life and all of, you know, the diversity throughout the Southwest. And, you know, just like here in Prescott, there's just amazing native plant diversity. And that's kind of what then drew me into plants. My mom grew up on a farm, so I think I kind of had some of that in my blood.
Ditto.
But, you know, I feel like the natural world has kind of brought me full circle, and worked in the retail sector for a long time, and then went to Teresa Corrales in August of 2020. And it's been a nice move. I love plants. I love to garden. And one of the funnest things I get to do is go see all of my customers' garden centers and look at all the cool plants that everybody brings in.
So how long have you been in the, let's say, in this industry? So retail to growing.
It's been, I think 07 or 08.
So really?
It's
15 years, whatever, 17, whatever that is. That's a long time. It's in your blood.
It is.
And you're a young man. You got another 30 years to go.
Probably. But I'm just a big plant person. And so it's just very enjoyable all the time when you enjoy what you're doing. You
know, it's not work. I still love going to work every day. So something you may not know, folks tuning in, is Aaron grows or has a pet tortoise, just one or two, or how many?
I just have one tortoise. I do have some box turtles, but.
Gotcha. Tortoise. And so you got them when it was small, and now they are 25 years later. How much does that tortoise weigh? Have you weighed them?
You know, I would have to weigh again, but she's at least like 60 pounds. Or
60 pounds, a big girl.
It's becoming a little bit. I bring her in, and I'll bring her in the winter and put her in a container in the garage just to keep her insulated.
Yeah.
It's getting a little.
They just hibernate there in the bucket, going, I'm sleeping, out.
I keep those temps, you know, about mid 40s to low 50s, and did just fine right. with that.
But, So surprisingly, a number of people have tortoise. In their garden, they do the same thing. It's surprising how many people come into the garden center and go, I need some food for my tortoise. What plants do you suggest? Any recommendations you could share with maybe the audience going, hey, if you've got a tortoise or thinking about a tortoise, you should have this in the yard more than lettuce.
Yeah, I do think the nice thing about having a tortoise, like if you had chickens, you can use a lot of your scrap of veggies and fruits to get rid of to them. But they will definitely eat different grasses. I have a little tiny bit of turf, and that I don't have to mow it because that tortoise just
gotcha. Really?
But I was talking with Ken earlier, and there's a panicum, a switchgrass called heavy metal. That's a really pretty blue. And I had to finally basically put a border around it because that
defense the tortoise out.
Let's not leave it alone.
That's hilarious.
So with that said, if you have some areas that you need to be kind of mowed down, I think they can, you know, help you get some of those weeds, especially mustard.
Do they keep the bugs at bay too, like grasshoppers and that kind of stuff? Or they just mainly?
The native box turtles do.
They do.
They'll eat tons of insects, but the tortoise really is primarily, you know, maybe every once in a while they'll eat something else, but mostly all, you know, vegetation.
And they like grassy kind of stuff. Yeah, it sounds like
definitely.
So,
you know, I did have some sedums. They mowed down a little bit, and there's some stuff I didn't want them to go to. I think the neat thing about a tortoise is that they won't eat stuff in general if it's toxic or if it's not real palatable for them.
Gotcha.
They may take a little nibble, but then they start leaving it alone.
They know.
And so it's kind of, you know, in my backyard, the tortoise has free reign, but I do have certain areas kind of strategically bordered with rock or whatever.
Yeah.
And
so a tortoise can't go over rocks or boulders or whatever you're doing.
As long as they're big enough. Yeah. Long as they're big enough. But yes, eventually they're like little tanks. So they figure out.
That's right.
They figure out.
And they're smart. They got all afternoon to figure it out.
Yes. That is very true. They'll stay at it.
So if you had only one plant in your backyard, no tortoises in mind, just you, what would be your absolute favorite plant? You just couldn't, you have a new house and I must have this plant in the backyard. What is that one plant that you just love the most?
That is a really hard question, Ken, but to put something out there, I would, that's just a challenging question.
Just the first thing that comes to mind.
I personally really like broadleaf evergreens.
Okay.
And so things like, say, the manzanitas are really, really nice. Arizona rosewood. There's some different unique natives that we have that are broadleaf, that are different. A lot of people like boxwoods. They like those traditional looking evergreen plants. Manzanitas can work so well in the
landscape. So much better. Yeah.
And as long, I mean, you do want to have good drainage, but for a place like Prescott, for a place like the, you know, higher elevation desert Southwest, they are just a better choice. And Waters has a very good selection of all that.
We got all the sizes. We got the big one, the medium, couple of medium, and the low growing ground cover ones. So yeah, you bet. We're trying to introduce more of those. Wow. Just like that, Aaron, look at that. Out of time. My goodness. I appreciate you being here and coming to Prescott and training my staff and making my team better so that we can make the local gardeners better so that your knowledge passes through us to our community. Appreciate what you do for us. Well, thank you, Aaron Lamb, Trees of Corrales. We'll be right back after this.